I want to bring a new burden to us quickly tonight, and that burden is in two scriptures. First scripture is 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 13, and the second scripture is Luke chapter 22 verse 31. Hallelujah. Corona, corona, corona will die. Yes, it will begin to wither in the month of April, and it will see its end in May. Yes. According to the news I've been hearing in heaven, that has not changed. It will begin to die. Don't forget about the figures. Just wait and see. It will, it's dead. It's dead. It will wither in April, and in May, it will die. So, and I want you to understand what God has in mind. The whole world has gone on break. So during this break, what is God saying? So that when the break is over, your coordinates will be set properly in the name of Jesus Christ. Two scriptures I want to bring to our notice. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 13. This scripture has a contrast and a comparison. And whenever you study your Bible, look out for contrasts. Look out for comparisons. The Spirit of God is trying to build an understanding in this scripture. And I'd like to draw attention to the things that I see the Spirit of God doing in the emphasis that is captured in that scripture. We have in the same spirit of faith. I need to draw attention to a word there. And the word I need to draw attention to is the same. That's the comparative word. Eh? There's no way I can say, okay, I bought the same shoe as Reverend Alphonsus. That means the same there is a contrast, a comparison. It's a means by which we can compare two things. So when we use the word the same, two things are in view. Because we want to talk about faith now. I've been trying to talk about faith for the past 6 days, but the burden has not touched faith. It is today that the burden now touched faith. Burden touched faith. I don't know for how long it will touch faith. You see, what makes you preach is not revelation, the revelation you have. If you are a true preacher, it is the burden of the Lord that you communicate. Alright? So, it's not the knowledge you have. Preaching and knowledge are two different things. You may have so much knowledge and come into a meeting and there's no message. You may be an instructor in a Bible school and you come for a meeting and there's no message. Meanwhile, you teach Bible school. But that day, there was no message for the people. So knowledge and dispensation are two different things. And what we communicate is the burden of the Lord. And each man of God must know how to receive the word of God. Hallelujah. So it's today that the burden concerning faith came from the Lord. So the Bible says we have in what? The same spirit of faith. Now, before I continue with the reading, I would like us to understand the two things we are comparing here. Because anytime you use the word the same, there is a contrast and there is a comparison. Are you still with me? All right. Those of you online, I hope you are with me in Jesus' name. Now, so what Paul is saying is that, you see, we have the same spirit of faith just like God. So the contrast we are doing is we and God. In terms of the spirit of faith, we are like God. Now, this emphasis, this contrast and this comparison that I'm doing now leads me to do a little refresher course. Are you with me? Alright. In the book of Genesis, there is a statement. God said, let us make man in our own image. Let us make man in our own likeness. That means man was going to be a creature that was going to be in God's category. Are you here? Man was going to be a creature that was not in his own category, but in God's category. It means that by creation, we were created into God's category. We're created in God's image. We're created in God's likeness. That is to say that the reference for man is God. We were created into God's category. Now, what I want to bring to our notice is, now that we're created in God's category, what are the strange characteristics that we have? The characteristics that we have because we are in God's category. That's my body. Oh, you are not here. Let me try again. I say, you and I were created how? In God's category. Now, there are traits, there are ordinations, there are characteristics that we have because we are in that category. The first characteristic we have is that we have the capacity to believe. We have the capacity to believe. The capacity to believe. Now, the capacity to believe is either an advantage or a disadvantage. And I need to open your eyes to a few things. It can be an advantage. It can also be a disadvantage. The first thing we have, because we were created in God's category, is that we were given the capacity to believe. All right, can you say, come back with my scripture? Capacity to believe. If time permits, we are going to look at the other capacities that we have because we were created in God's category. Is that clear? We, having the same spirit of faith like God, according as it is written, I believe and therefore I have spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Are you here? You see, God believed and he spoke. There's evidence to that in the book of Genesis chapter 1. Because God will say, let there be light. And there was what? Light. You see, there's a belief speaking pattern that is in God that we see unveiled in the book of Genesis chapter 1. And the Bible is saying the same way God was able to believe and speak the things that he believed, and those things came to pass, you now, having the same spirit of faith, you have the capacity to believe and also to speak, and the things will come to pass. You see, this provision that we are studying now is on the account of the fact that we're created in the God class, and one of the things we're armed with to function at that level is the capacity to what? Believe. Now, that's where my concern. You know, I said I will read two scriptures. The other one is Luke. The capacity to believe. And one of the evidences that you have believed is that anybody that believes will speak. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you will what? Say. The proof of your believing is in your saying. So if you stay with somebody long enough, you will know what the person believes. Because you can't hide what you believe. What you believe is going to manifest through your utterance. Just be patient. Allow the person to be talking. You will find out all the person believes because the things you believe, you cannot but say them. But like I told us, that God created us as creatures that have the capacity to believe is not necessarily an advantage. You are not following me. Alright. So somebody is asking in the congregation, why am I saying that is not necessarily an advantage? The thing is this, you can believe anything. It's not only the good things you can believe. You can believe anything. You can believe death. You can believe in corona. You can believe anything. Because you have the capacity to believe, you need to know the ingredients of faith. The ingredients. One of the ingredients of faith is that faith is formed based on knowledge. Faith There is knowledge in faith. Oh, okay. You don't believe me. Let me look for some scriptures. There is knowledge in faith. There's knowledge in faith. Since you are a creature created with the capacity to believe, it's the knowledge you receive that determines what you believe. For the past 18 days, the news of the world is COVID-19. That's knowledge. And you have fed on it. You know how many people have died in Adamawa. You know how many people have died in Russia. So you have the statistics in your brain. You are too knowledgeable in the knowledge of COVID. That means you believe in it. And very soon you'll find yourself taking action. You find yourself speaking things in the light of the knowledge you have gathered. And whether you gather the knowledge unconsciously or consciously, it doesn't matter, because you are a creature that is created with the capacity to believe. That which you believe will begin to regulate your life. The thing is that when you believe the wrong thing, the impact of believing the wrong thing is going to generate fear. When you believe the right thing, the natural result of believing the right thing, believing the word of God, believing what God is saying, is that there will be faith. But you are already ensnared just because you were created with the capacity to believe. And it's not God's fault that he created you that way. He wanted you to participate in the God class. But unknown to you, if you find yourself feeding on knowledge that is of death, the result of that knowledge is going to be fear. And it will not be God's fault that that is the outcome. It's just because you are not yet aware of the class of individual you are created like. And that is why you have not taken the necessary precaution. There's a WhatsApp group I'm part of. So there was someone on that group that was always feeding us with the current dynamics of COVID-19. So I had to make a statement there. A quick statement. The statement was not for me. I was trying to admonish the person. I said, this kind of knowledge cannot but lead to fear. That was my statement. Because it's not as if I'm not seeing all those news, but I've decided not to read them. You that have read them now, that's why when something falls, you will think it's corona. Because if there's a knowledge you have, and you believe in it, you believe it's real, you believe it's in the water you're using to bath, you believe it's in the ceiling fan. That's how knowledge can activate that belief profile by which you were created. You will see that thing in everything. So many people are not conscious of what they take in. You want to walk in miracles? How many miracle videos have you watched? You don't believe it. That's why it's not happening in your life. Oh, you don't know how many videos of Benny Hinn of, I see the way he was ministering to cripple. I say, Kai. The thing was, it's affecting the layout. Jesus, you don't believe it. You don't believe it. You don't believe it. People that understand that's how they were created. They were created as beings that have the capacity to believe. They have diligently determined the intake that comes. I bought videos where people were doing miracles. Hallelujah. If you don't have any instrument like that, you don't believe it. You don't. Because it is a knowledge that you choke yourself with. That's, you will begin to see miracles in the television. You see miracles on everywhere, because if it enters into that system, that belief system, it affects your perspective. Oh my God. That's how you were created. So I started watching miracles from ancient miracle workers. Allen. Those ones that are black and white. Yes. And my dad, those days when he goes to the United States, he brings Benny Hinn, miracle. Oh, I will see. That was when people were already running away from miracles because of the price that was to be paid in order to walk into it. So people were now calling themselves faith teachers. We are faith teachers. Investigate. Whenever you hear that somebody saying he's a faith teacher, investigate his life properly. Because people like Kenneth Hagin were faith teachers with miracles. Which
faith do we claim we are having today? We are faith teachers. We just speak the word only. You have gone, you are backsliding. Because, what faith are you talking about? If you believe in the unseen realm, why is the unseen realm not manifesting? You don't believe it. And there is no amount of whitewash, of preaching and sermonizing that can take away real faith. Faith, when it is manifested, it can be seen. Moses woke up with his staff and said, okay, today we are crossing the river. People thought he was mad until he stretched. Even the unbelievers that did not believe what he said, when the river parted, they walked on dry ground. And that's why I'm not a faith teacher. Because it's like a compromise. Like you are saying, no, if it's true, you are a believer, what you believe, it will be, your life will be a testimony to the fact that your heart believes something. If your speaking, your acting will prove that you believe something. So I began to feed myself with miracles. I saw the things that Benihin did. I followed Benihin when his hair was black, until his hair became gray, and now his hair is white. Hallelujah. I saw his miracles. There were many days I prayed. There were times I prayed that God told me, copy this thing. Go and copy it and paste it. So I went for crusade too. I did the things that Benihin did and it worked. Somebody called me. A pastor came here. I prayed for him. He went back to his station. And then he now told me that the way he saw me moving in power, he now went and said, the Holy Ghost is coming. It's coming now. And then the thing now worked. He now called me. Then I said, the thing worked. He worked. This thing you are doing, the thing has worked. You know why it worked? He believed it. When you keep seeing something perpetual, you keep exposing yourself to that knowledge. When that belief mechanism captures it, you can't separate yourself from it. Because you were created to function in the God class. So if you are a creature of fear, it is deliberate. You fed yourself with things that have to do with death. And the resultant effect is fear. Nobody is to be blamed for your fear. Nobody but you. Hallelujah. Because in faith there is knowledge. So if you feed that belief structure on your inside, if you feed it, the natural result will be what you feed. Is that clear? All right. Let me show you a few things. Let me show you a few things about faith. Hebrews chapter 11. Can you do Hebrews chapter 11? Let me show you some components. You were created as a creature that has the capacity to believe. Because the Bible says we also, having the same spirit of faith, just like God believed and he spoke, we can also believe and we can also speak from the fountain of what we believe. And that scripture says the same as God, because we're created in the God class. All of what we call creation is an act of God believing and speaking. The first time words were used was not for communication, it was for creation. He believed, and what? He spoke. Okay? Let's see Abraham. Hebrews chapter 11. Verse 17, by faith, when Abraham was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Why did Abraham do it? This was what he believed. Verse 19 is what he believed that made it easy for him to offer up Isaac. Are you following me now? We're trying to find out the reaction that is going on his heart. This was what he believed. He said he accounted that God was able to raise him up. That means he must have fed that belief system to a point that it was known to him that this God had the ability to raise the guy up. So if God was saying, offer him, He wasn't afraid because it was retained in his power to still raise him up. God had the ability to raise him up, even from the dead, from whence he received him in a figure. This was what took place in the heart of... There is an understanding... Oh, you are not with me. There's an understanding that is responsible for obedience. When God says, go and empty your bank account. Somebody sent me a WhatsApp message today. I said, I need your account number. I gave the person. The person now said, God has said I should empty my account and transfer the money. When I saw the alert, it was 1,000. Don't laugh. I know you will laugh. I know you. Somebody, Jesus. See, it's not the... You are not with me. It's not the amount. Oh, my God. There is something God does to your heart that makes it easy for you to obey, to conquer the flesh. And the flesh is strong, it's ancient. Eh? For you to conquer the flesh and obey God, there is an understanding, hallelujah, that God imparts upon your heart. Know that you are a creature of belief. In fact, your greatest potential will be actualized upon your believing. If you can go beyond your physical senses, you will enter into potentials and possibilities that are bound toward you just because you were created with the capacity to believe. Are you here? Now, so there's something that happens. There's an understanding that comes to tame your soul so that it will be easy for you to obey God, even though obeying God is not consistent with logic. There's an understanding that makes it logical to you. That is Abraham's own understanding that made that act of sacrificing Isaac to be an act that is not madness, an act that is logical. There is something God does in your heart that makes that obedience easy. He ministers an understanding. Just to show you that faith doesn't go without knowledge, there is an understanding that he ministers that becomes that which tames your curious soul and makes it easy for you to do what? To obey God. Let's come back there. Let us check the back end of his obedience. He said accounting. That word accounting, we dealt with this word in the book of Romans chapter 6 some time ago. If you people still remember, we dealt with this word. This is the same word for reckon. This is reckon. For those of you that remember. Accounting. Reckoning. Logically calculating that God was able to raise him up. That was what made it easy for Abraham to give his son away. The son we are talking about here was his only begotten son. You know, he had a son before. But this son was called the only begotten son. Oh, you didn't notice that. You see, it's not every child of God that is a begotten child of God. He had a son before. But he said this one was called his only begotten son. It was this, his only begotten son, that the covenant was going to rest on. That means he was the one that was going to continue his dynasty. And he knew that. And God was now saying, sacrifice him. The reason why Abraham did not consider that a contradiction was because of something that he knew inside. You are a creature of belief. There was something he believed. And what did he believe? That God had the ability to raise him from the dead. Now, the question is this. In the presentation that God made to Abraham, the instructions that he gave to Abraham, did he include that I raised the dead? Abraham had stumbled on a certain knowledge in dealing with God, and that knowledge was what he believed. And because he believed that knowledge, it was easy for him to offer up Isaac. Because the God he was dealing with had the capacity to do what? To raise the dead. There is a back end of your faith life. And the back end of your faith life is what God has made you understand. For every act of faith, there is an understanding that God gives you that makes it easy for you to obey God.
Any man that obeys God without the understanding will accuse God later. When God begins to delay in bringing manifestation, such a person will go on NTA and say, they stole from me. God stole. God. He has been disturbing me every day that I should do this thing. Now, you see, there's no understanding. There's no understanding. Meanwhile, you are a creature of belief. With nothing in your hand, you can move mountains. The impossible can become possible in your life. Just because you acquire a supernaturally delivered knowledge that makes you understand the workings of God. It therefore makes it easy for you to deal with God when he begins to bring his uncompromising demands upon your life. You are a creature of belief. You see, the same way Abraham knew that God had the ability to raise the dead, and that was the reason why he was able to offer his son. There is a way you can study Corona and you have an understanding. See, you don't understand. It's not God's fault. That's how you were created. You don't understand. You can study COVID-19, and you will so an understanding will come. And that understanding will create an atmosphere for you to be infected without a host. Right in the privacy of your room. You can contact it from source in the spirit. See, I've seen many people. In fact, somebody came the other day. Where were we? We're on a flight and somebody now coughed. Everybody, including me. And you know what? Unfortunately for me, the man was sitting by my side. So I, even though my eyes are not big, I opened it and I looked at him. So the man knew one eye was coming. So he removed his face like this. If you study Corona very well, that cough, whether it was infected or not, you have already contacted it because you understand it. Hallelujah. May the Lord give you understanding. So that's the back end of what happened. Abraham knew that God had the ability to raise his son from the dead. Even though his lineage, his possibilities in the future beyond his lifetime was hinged upon that young man, it was not a challenge. The God that was requesting for him had the ability to raise him up. And that was why it was easy for Abraham to what? Obey. So there is knowledge, there is understanding in faith. Now come with me quickly. Go up there. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I think I will do this tomorrow or next tomorrow. That definition. You need to know what this man is saying. It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. By faith, the elders obtained a good report. That's for another night. Then he now said, through faith, we, what? There is an understanding in faith. And what Abraham understood for which he was able to obey God was that God can raise him from the dead. So the point is this. What do you understand? In your dealings with God, there's a unique, peculiar understanding that God gives you in the privacy of your heart. That understanding becomes the secret of your obediences that human beings can't understand. That looks like madness. So you don't know a man until you know what he understands. And don't ever think that men, you know men by the way they appear. A man of 5'8" can take the world. Forget about height. And the other day I was doing counseling here. And a lady came and said, I want a tall man. I want a tall man. Aye. Jesus. May God help you in Jesus' name.
it's not about the person's size in terms of height or you are missing it. What do you understand from the Lord? If you don't understand, forget it. If you don't know, if you don't understand what I understand, you can't do what I do. Meanwhile, this understanding is not the type of understanding that comes because you attend a lecture, you are part of a class, you sit before a professor, or you stumble upon a library. It's a by faith. There's an understanding that comes by faith. It is that understanding that is the back end of your acts of obedience. And these acts of obedience, if we take inventory of it in the natural, it looks like madness. Because how will you give your only, your son that your legitimate wife gave birth to, that is supposed to be your heir, how will you release him for a sacrifice? Hallelujah. I remember. It was this land. This same land that you are sitting in. We found this land. And when we found this land, we went to the stratigraphic unit of the urban, of the land survey. That's when you will know every land that has a title in this city. Just to find out that the land is not a troubled land. Because we have seen, there's one land close to my house there. They've been fighting for the land, I think, since we came to that area. The people fighting should have all died by now. If they are not dead, they should be very old. Because the fight has been long. So we had to go to the stratigraphic unit to check if this land was contentious. And it was clear from the map. So, well, they were offering it for how much then? 1.5 million. 1.5 million of those days was very big money. Hallelujah. And meanwhile, I had 750,000 naira savings. Meanwhile, that savings, you will not understand how I saved that money. The kind of discipline I had to put in place to save that money. I was panting when I was saving it. You know when somebody runs a marathon, the way he pants, that was the effort I had to put into place in order to save that kind of money. And then when we now discovered the land, we met the real owner, was one of the soldiers that fought in the Civil War. And I believe the only reason he was here alive was so that he could sell this land to us. That was his last assignment for which God gave bread to him. Hallelujah. Meanwhile, the bread, he had the bread sparingly, because when we met him, he was shaking. So I don't even know where we went somewhere, but not in the land of the spirit, but somewhere. And we met the man. The man said, he has made up his mind that he's going to sell, and it is 1.5 million. His son was, what? Well, I don't know. Well, something like that. I had 750,000. And the moment we left the man's place and I went back, God now said, go and give that money so that we can pay for the land. I said, I bind you. Because I wanted to marry. You don't know. Jesus. I was interested in marriage. And because I was bringing a non-tribe, the unwritten law is that nobody will support me. So I wanted to save enough money so that I can foot the bills. You don't know what it means when you have exercised the principle of detachment so that you will not be under the influence of strange liabilities, spiritual liabilities in your family, so that you can grow by the Holy Ghost. You can be saved by Jesus and established by the power that is in His Spirit. You don't know what I'm talking about. But my convictions had exposed me. And I know that nobody will support me. So I was trying to do my best to take care of my issues. I had saved 750,000. And I wanted to save more so that we would just do everything. And then I'll be a married man without anybody's help. And then the great one now came and said, young man, go and withdraw that money and buy land. I have never delayed in obeying God like that. I delayed for 2 weeks. Because anytime God comes, I will say no. Let it be on record that it's only this once I did disobeyed you. We must not obey all. We must not obey all. Go carry book. If you have no understanding, it will be a conflict. It will be a conflict. So, well, I obeyed before the understanding came. I obeyed. I obeyed because the hand of God was too strong. I said, the reason why I'm obeying, you know, is because you have not allowed me to sleep. Not because I want to obey, but your hand is strong. You see, I don't know about you, but me, I'm sincere with God. When Jesus rose from the dead, he showed his disciples his wounds. Say, see where they need me. You will hide your own and say, we are running the race. You are not open. You are not open. So God can't help you. Hallelujah. So I told God that the reason why I'm giving is because your hand is too strong on me, not because I'm convinced. Then I went and gave. And when I gave, God touched somebody else, and the person brought the same amount, and when we put it together, it was enough to pay for the land. That was how I knew it was God, but yet I felt bullied. Do you know that God paid for my wedding? It was after the wedding I now discovered that, wait, oh. And those, my people, didn't contribute as usual. But God now paid for my wedding and gave me the first air-conditioned car that we had as a family. So he went beyond. He did the wedding. Then I now had something that was not on my budget. And it was air-conditioned in hot Makurdi. That was a car I used to ride. Even in filling station, I used to horn. I said, "Kai, I'm here." Then understanding came to me. Are you with me? Understanding now came to me that God is faithful. That's the understanding I got from the whole experience. The next time God asked me to give, I did not hesitate because the understanding was already there. And what's the understanding? God is what?
He's faithful.
God is faithful. The next big time that I saw the next big money of my life was when we bought this generator. 2.2 million 5,000. Hallelujah. Yes. I bought that gem. I gave. And it was not difficult. Are you with me? It was after I bought that gem and I was not looking for a feedback. Because I knew God was faithful. He would do his thing. So I did not worry about anything because of that understanding. It was one day while we were praying here, God now said I should go and buy land. But I didn't have money. I had 200 and something thousand. Then we went to the bush of welfare quarters. Then I bought land. After buying that one, my landlord will call me in Lagos, come and buy land. Come and buy land. Okay, I've given you this one. Just bring 50,000 and be paying small. And that was how I got land. Are you with me? Okay. Where I built my small house there, that's how I got the land. Today, I woke up, I looked at it, I said, oh God, how did you do this? I don't even know how he did what he did. But the point is, God is what?
He's faithful.
So now I'm looking for how to give God more than 20 million. That's my next plan. And you know why I'm doing it? With joy. Because I know God is faithful. If you don't have the understanding, you can't do. If you do what I'm doing, you will just be paralyzed. Because you are not doing it with understanding. If you are trying to do it for competition, you will be paralyzed. Your backbone will edge in. Because there is no strength from within for you to carry on. By faith, the Bible says we understand. There is an understanding of faith that it forms the economy around your actions of obedience. If you don't have that understanding, there is no way you can obey on that level. Hallelujah. There's no way. It's not possible. Well, somebody might be listening to me and say, oh, start from where you are. But remember, the system by which you were created was the system that gives you the ability to believe. That means you have capacity beyond what you see. So there is a system that you have in your makeup that gives you the capacity to reach beyond what your physical senses can touch. Because you are like that, you need to ensure that you screen the knowledge that comes inside. Screen it. Screen it. Are you still with me? Screen it diligently. If you want to see miracles in your life, begin to see miracles. Begin to watch it. Begin to Yeah.
It's going to act. It's going to do something to your life. Hallelujah. Sometimes God will take you through the process, then he will give you understanding later. But that understanding is going to affect your subsequent dealings with him on that plane. Are you following what I'm talking about? Because you were created as a being that has capacity to believe. You have capacity to believe. We having the same spirit of faith, as it is written, I have believed, therefore have I spoken. You also have believed, therefore you speak. You behave like God in this matter. God is an example of the way you can operate in this matter. Because God has capacity to believe, and he has capacity to speak from the standpoint, the pinnacle of his belief. You also have capacity to believe, and you have capacity to speak from the standpoint of your belief. Whereas two people can stand and see water before them, and one sees a barrier. Because that's his own realm of oppression. One sees a need for a bridge, but one is seeing a barrier. There is nothing that can upgrade the operation of a man much more than the understanding that God gives you inside. And that understanding is the Holy Spirit's business in taking advantage of that your belief system and furnishing the structures that will make you leap beyond your senses, leap beyond the flesh, leap beyond what you learned in the university, to lay hold of things that men are in a hurry and they never get to see. We went to get a visa, me and my wife. The time I came for that visa stuff, and I did everything I was supposed to do according to prescription, they didn't give us. Then when I now took her there, we now went for it again. I made some mistakes that I now realized after we submitted the document. And I came back home. When I came back home, I think we prayed in the night and I went to sleep. And when I went to sleep, in my sleep, I thought I was dead, because I saw light like heaven. And a man came out of the light and he said, I came to give you your visa. It was when I woke up, I knew I had not died. Then I called my wife. I said, a man has come. And this man came to give us our visa. And the moment I saw that man, when I woke up, that bad feeling I had that we had lost it, the feeling died. Yeah. Because faith, there's an understanding that is in the back end of every act of faith. I understood that beyond your mistakes, there are things that can be manipulated in the unseen realm that can change the outcomes of your life. I know some of you are sitting here and say, okay, I'm suffering because I made a mistake. I'm suffering because I made a wrong choice. Oh, come on, wake up. Smell the coffee. How weak do you think God is? And God showed me that if he really wants to move in my life, it's not, he can move beyond my mistake. And they gave us that visa. And I went to another embassy. And because of COVID-19, they denied me. Yeah, another embassy, the most difficult embassy. And you know that embassy. They denied me. This night, when we finished praying and slept, this night again, that man came back. And the man came out of the light. I called my wife. He came out of the light again and said, go and reapply. You know, the first time I saw the man, it was a strange sight. Now I know him. That's the visa man. By faith, we understand. God will go through lengths to give you understanding. And it is this understanding that is responsible for your outcome. Oh, you say you came from a poor home. There's an understanding. If he gives you that understanding, that is your way out. You say, oh, we come from wicked places. All my people are wizards. They have locked my destiny. That is what you understand. But there's an understanding God will give you that will make all the things they did impotent
in your life by faith. I was never told that there were personalities in the spirit realm that give visas. But now what? I understand. Job said, I've heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes hear thee. That's what experience in the spirit does. It gives you details and depth and understanding, which churchgoers, normal churchgoers that come to here, we never have. By faith. By faith. What? We understand. It's that which you understand by faith that is your coat of many colors. That's what will make you beautiful. Meanwhile, are you here? Oh, you're not with me. You're not. That's what will make you beautiful. And just in case they take away your coat of many colors, there's something they cannot take away. Yeah. Because they took his coat of many colors, but the visions he saw and the things he understood, they were with him forever. They might have taken your inheritance, manipulated your possibilities, blotted out your name from the lexicon of the family, but there is something they can never take away. You know that my inheritance, that my father gave me my inheritance, is a land in this town. My elder brother sold it. I've not... My inheritance was sold. But you know... okay. Without my knowledge. Okay, it's aware. It's close to your house. A big land. It's sold. We held a family meeting because of that land. And I say, me, I will pay the person that bought it so that I can keep the land my own father gave me. At the end of the meeting, they say, shut up. You know what? They may take your inheritance. But that those colors that God shows you in the spirit, by which he administers an understanding, is something that no one can ever take away. Please help me preach to your neighbor. They may take away your coat of many colors. I'm seeing that so many people here, your coat was taking long. Your coat. I'm seeing some people like me whose dad died, and the things that he left behind, some strange people that you have never met before showed up, and their voice was louder than the voice of the children of the man that died. If you sit down in the seat of depression just because of that, you don't know God. Because there is an understanding. When you have that understanding, no one can take it away. Hallelujah. I came to say there's something that no one can take away. Sorry, I can't read the second scripture again. I was supposed to read Luke chapter 22. Sorry. We'll do that tomorrow. You see, there is no end to the truth of the Bible. There's no end. Hey. Jesus, there is something. They sold my land. Do you know that land has C of O? It has C of O. Yes. I was given the land with C of O. And it was sold without my knowledge. And I was instructed to go and deliver the C of O to the new owner of the land. Have you ever seen that before? And then my mother called me and said, come, my son. When your dad walked in Benue State as an official, he never stole money. So I give you the blessing of his righteous labor. Go. Don't fight for land. Hallelujah. And we were here in prayer when God said, go and buy land. I'm not a landman. But I met a man in a hut. That was the only house in welfare quarters there. And I started buying that land. And the land was so cheap because it was in the heart of the bush. My mother came to visit us one time and she reminded me of our trance. You need more land to fulfill God's purpose for your life, and he will give you all the land you need. So before, my dad gave me C of O, but now I receive something that is not tangible, and it has paved the way. If only you can see the realities beyond your eyes, God will give you an understanding. And that understanding will make you obey in issues that if mundane men see you, they will say, you are mad. By faith, We what? We understand. I want you to know that you have an inheritance from God, even though the one from your family was manipulated. And that inheritance is in the form of an understanding. It was in this place when prayers here, and the understanding came to me. That understanding that came assured me that I could not be poor. I knew it. I caught it in the spirit. And I knew I could no longer be a poor man. Because by faith, what? We understand. We understand. We understand by faith. We understand by faith. By faith, what? We understand. Did somebody die around your life and then your life became hard, it became difficult, and in order for you to move yourself, it became so difficult? I welcome you. God is so eager to send help to anyone that is helpless, because people that are helpless tend to believe God more. If he knows that you depend on him, absolutely, he will give you an understanding. And that understanding will become the secret behind a new season will open in your life. We want to pray today. The prayer point is simple. Give me understanding and I shall live. Give me understanding. Give me understanding. Give me understanding and I shall live. Give me understanding and I shall live. There is something that God will cause your heart to stumble upon, and the moment you lay hold on it, when you lay hold on it, a new season has been opened in your life. You have been ushered into new possibilities. Your hand will lay hold on new things. They may take away your coat of many colors. But there is something they can never, never, never take away. There is something. There is something they can never take away. And that is what the Holy Spirit is going to furnish upon your heart. There is an understanding that is going to give you. By faith, we understand. By faith, we understand. Give me understanding. Give me understanding. Give me understanding. There is an understanding. It will make it easy for you to step into the things that God is calling you to do. There is an understanding. It will make it easy. It will make it easy. It will make it easy. It will make it easy for you. It will make it easy for you. You will step into it naturally, just because God has furnished an understanding upon your heart. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, and that the things that are seen were not made of things that do appear. Forget about the coat of many colors they took. Forget about your inheritance, your land that they took. You have a greater inheritance in God, and you access it by an understanding. By faith we understand. By faith we understand. By faith we understand. By faith we understand that the walls were framed by the word of God. By faith, there is an understanding. It will make you walk out of where you are. And many years later, the people that gathered together to put a spell on your life, to put a curse on your life, will see that you have entered into a reality beyond their wishes, because you were able to lay hold on an understanding. By faith. We understand. Give me understanding. And I shall live. give me understanding. Give me understanding and I shall live. We have come with open hearts. Let the ancient worlds depart. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words there is something that can never take away. There is something that can never take away. There is something that can never take away. Ancient words.
Ancient words.
I compel you, Shalom, Ria Capella. Kufa Semina Kunde, Sresto Filamanda. Mira mama saita kombala. Ami osele. Mara mama siko borokote.
Ancient words.
Ilamon salita presku bela. Mai kompala mosi. There is no grace in Manahaita. Kampalata Maseli Bokori. Ilabombo Soko Mandeli. Emino Sombria Lava Bosketa Mandeli. Ikoseli Mandeli. Rasketo Kombalata. Oh, ancient words. Ancient words. We have come with open hearts.